Cardinal baseball. Tomorrow night is the Redbirds take on the Atlanta Braves. Coverage begins at 6:20.
Tune in for Cardinals baseball on WGIL.
5:15 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Looks a little rainy for this Memorial Day weekend. But if you're going somewhere, vacation, traveling, just going to family gatherings and whatnot, you're going to want to drive carefully, as you hopefully always do, and especially because, as always, Illinois State Police will be out in force, but it sounds like they will really be out in force this weekend. Illinois State Police District 7 Trooper Jason Wilson is their safety education officer. District 7, of course, covers Knox, Rock Island, Henry, and Mercer counties, and Trooper Wilson is on the line right now. Hello, thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you, Will. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you, as always. And I'll start out with one of the first questions I always ask you when we talk about these special patrols, and I guess I'll keep asking it till we get to 100% compliance. I know that seatbelt usage is getting better, but it's probably not perfect yet, is it?
It's not quite perfect. According to IDOT, the compliance rate right now is actually at 96.4% across the state. But with that said, that means that there is 3.6% of the population that makes up 40% of the fatalities that we still deal with on the roadways, because that's the number of unrestrained fatalities that we actually have to handle every year on the road.
I hate to ask, but do you know where we're at in terms of traffic-related fatalities this year on our interstates and our highways?
At the moment, I do not. I know that the last number that I saw were over 300, so that's not good. We'd rather it be much lower than that, because for every one person that is taken from us prematurely, that's an entire community that has to suffer from that.
We haven't had too many concerns in this immediate area that you can recall yet this year, have we?
We've had a few. I can't say that they've all been related to seatbelts, but
sure.
When we're looking at even distracted driving and fatalities, we've had several in this area that have been very unfortunate and extremely tragic.
All right. So I know that with this, again, being a holiday weekend and it being the Memorial Day holiday weekend, and folks start to travel a great deal right around this time, I know you and some of your colleagues would love to have the holiday weekend off, but it sounds like that's really not going to be the case this weekend.
Well, and we're even bringing up some extra people, I guess, because we're part of what's called Border to Border,
mm-hmm.
and that's and something that's been put together by the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. And what the initiative is actually getting police chiefs, sheriff's departments, and the Illinois State Police, along with state agencies throughout the country, to concentrate on coast-to-coast occupant restraint violations. So you're going to have troopers, officers, deputies, all looking for the same thing.
Yeah, that's really kind of amazing. I'm sure you can't really speak to other states, but are some of the, like, say, Iowa, for example, is it as much of a concern as it is here in terms of violators?
Well, I mean, a lot of times people that are traveling on the interstates, that's where we're obviously going to have kind of cross paths with the same cars between Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. And we still will have the same issues. You're going to still have that 3.6% probably throughout the whole area that we have to worry about. So, yeah, we're going to be out there looking for the seatbelts, but we're also checking people's speeds, because it's kind of a matter of physics. If you're going fast, you're going to hit something even harder, and the harder you hit something, the more it's going to hurt. So
yeah.
We need to make sure we keep the speeds down so people can react to any road hazards that could be out there. And we also want to make sure people are getting a designated driver. And last but not least, we've got to have people putting their phones down. That's becoming a big issue with distracted driving.
Yeah, that is for sure. This is, we've seen, I think, maybe in the news in some areas this week as well. You know, in all the times we've talked about some of these violations recently, Trooper Wilson, I don't know that we've maybe talked as much about, now that you've brought it up, about speeding as much as maybe we should. How big of a problem does that continue to be asked by a person who admittedly, but not very recently, has gone a little faster than he should have and has paid the penalty for it, if you will. And yes, I'm not ashamed to admit that, or I am ashamed,
I think that was like a month and a half ago, wasn't it? So it's been a little while.
it wasn't the first time, but it's been a little longer than that, to my recollection, gotcha. Your Honor.
But no, I think you can actually consider speeding a very big issue, especially when we're getting on the interstates. Our vehicles have gotten so quiet, and I've even pulled people over going 15 to 25, 30 miles over the limit. And I ask them, why are you going that fast? And so I get a lot of the same answer, which is, honestly, I didn't even realize I was going that fast.
You've got to be. You can't really believe that, can you?
Well, it's kind of hard to believe that when I drive the billboard that I drive, which is the largest marked vehicle in the state police fleet, and they still pass me at 30 miles over the speed limit on the interstate.
Yeah.
So it's a little hard to believe, but it also really kind of tells us that it's been so ingrained that people just assume it's okay to drive faster that they don't even think about it when they do see the fully marked squad car and they pass it.
That's interesting that you note that some of these vehicles are quieter, it seems like, when they speed now. And I imagine some of the hybrid vehicles and things like that, that it can really kind of be be deceptive in that way, can it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, anybody who's been in a parking lot with one of those vehicles, you kind of realize how dangerous those vehicles can be because, I mean, you can barely hear them if you hear them at all. On the interstate, I would think the same thing.
Yeah. Have we made any movement since maybe some of the last times we've talked in terms of putting down the cell phones, do you think, in this area?
I'm not quite sure about the cell phones because we're still seeing quite a bit of it. There's still several troopers that have reported to me over the last month of everything from very young teenagers all the way up to truck drivers that are hauling hazmat that are still just looking straight down at their phone the entire time. So I can't really say that that's gotten any better, but it is something that we're absolutely focusing on because we want to make sure that we try to curb that. Because once again, as we've talked in months past, it's bad when somebody's driving recklessly, but when nobody's driving that vehicle at all while it's driving down the roadway speeding, that's a much more dangerous thing to worry about.
All right. So we're talking with Trooper Jason Wilson on Galesburg's Evening News. I have a couple of minutes left. Since the last time we talked and discussed Scott's Law, I'm thankful that I haven't heard of very many other problems or accidents or serious fatalities involving other state troopers. That must be a good thing.
So far, so good. I think that what we're seeing now is we are seeing with the massive media push after what's happened over the first of the year, we are seeing a very real compliance increase to people that are approaching emergency vehicles or any flashing lights. Because on my way down to training just yesterday, I got to watch many people that would pull over, even for people that are just broken down the side of the road with their flashing lights on. So we are seeing that, but with that said, we are at 17 Illinois State Police squad cars that have been hit while stationary on the roadway with their lights activated so far this year.
I kind of, maybe it's just the general pessimist in me, but I kind of worry that before too long, now that we haven't seen many more problems, that complacency will set in.
Oh, we're afraid of that too. So what we've actually got, I know that our district actually is implemented over the next month, several details where they're actually hiring back troopers to go out and specifically patrol. And when one trooper goes on a traffic stop, there's another one that could actually be backing up that trooper, but they could also be sitting there waiting for somebody to violate the move over law.
Wow.
So we have them out there specifically to be able to continue to enforce that law so that we are able to maintain that high level of compliance that we absolutely need to be able to get home safely.
Okay. All right. You mentioned, among the other things, DUIs will be one of those things you'll be on the lookout for this weekend. Are we having very many problems with that on the roads this year in this area?
Yes, we are. And just over the last 2 weeks, within the last week, we've had two DUIs that were both during the daytime. One was around noon and the other one was actually around 8:30 in the morning. So
Oh, goodness. The
DUIs aren't just a nighttime thing. It is actually something that we're seeing in the daytime, in the daylight. So if you're driving down the road this weekend and you see that there's a vehicle that looks like it's reckless, please dial 911 and have a good description of the vehicle, have a good description of the location, so we can get somebody out there to check them out.
All right. Before I wrap up, anything else we should know?
Just remember that when you're traveling around this weekend, one, just pay attention to the weather. Make sure you're not driving into some very severe conditions. And then last but not least, plan ahead. Give yourself plenty of time to get there. It's not a race to get to where you need to go this weekend. It's just a matter of getting there safely.
All right. And, of course, my now obligatory last question. It's almost the end of the month. You're not trying to hit a quota, are you?
Oh, once again, no quota. There's no such thing. We're just out there doing our job as best we can.
I knew you were going to say that. All right. Illinois State Police Trooper Jason Wilson, the Safety Education Officer in District 7. Thanks so much, and hopefully you're not too busy this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Will. You guys have a safe weekend, too.